This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Light snow is affecting the roads along the Front Range this morning. The National Weather Service is warning motorists to watch out for slush on the roadways. Officials say most snow showers will taper off by mid-morning. In many areas, the snow has already stopped, but again, some snow remains on those roads, so be careful. Acting on years of pleas from autism care providers and parents, the Joint Budget Committee voted unanimously Wednesday to provide more reimbursement for pediatric behavioral care. The JBC made an additional $10 million in state funds available for the Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing, which oversees the state Medicaid program. That will boost reimbursements for providers by about 25%. J.J. Tomesh, founder of Autism Care Clinic Behavior Span, said the money will help him hire more staff and provide raises for his employees.
It's given us a lot of hope that we didn't have a couple of months ago, and it's sweeped new energy into us, families and providers.
Many clinics for children with developmental challenges have left Colorado in recent years, citing the state's comparatively low reimbursement rates. The American Lung Association is giving Colorado policymakers mixed grades when it comes to efforts to limit the damage done by tobacco use. The group gave Colorado an F for what they say is an underfunding of prevention programs. Advocacy Director Nick Torres says resources are key after electronic cigarettes and flavored products have flooded the market.
We know that these local tobacco prevention programs are having to keep up with the market's changing, keep up with educating youth so that we don't lose another generation to tobacco addiction.
The state received a C for its policies on tobacco taxes and a B for its rules of smoke-free spaces. And the first flight between Denver and Monterrey, Mexico, took off Thursday on Viva Aerobus. It's one of many new routes out of DIA. This week, United announced it's adding 40 summer flights, including to Montana, Alaska, and a number of cities in Canada. This is CPR News.